Good morning, I'm Mark Allen with Gaper.io, and I'm here today with Swetha Pai, the head of marketing and operations at Worklytics. Good afternoon in your case, Swetha. How you doing?
Hi, good. How are you, Mark?
I'm good. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks. Yeah, excited to be here. Yeah.
So to start with, can you just share a brief background of yourself and your work history?
Sure. So I am a career finance and operations strategy person. So I've spent 20 years in kind of that field. And I just, I've been also in the HR tech realm for about now 7 years. I started with my own company, Org Analytics, in 2016. We closed shop a few years ago, and then I joined Worklytics now as their head of operations and marketing.
Very cool. So tell us all about Worklytics. What do you do? Who do you do it for? All those things.
Yeah, so Worklytics is a insights platform, so work insights platform, and we are kind of in the niche of people analytics, and really what we help companies do is we help them make sure that their remote hybrid work is successful. So we help them with creating dashboards or looking at data, metrics, et cetera, that can help them measure how well they are doing on their remote work, and can they do something differently in order to make remote more successful or hybrid. In a lot of cases now it's becoming more hybrid, where data is even more important. So we really help companies with that.
And it's interesting you say hybrid. I mean, do you distinguish between efficiency in the office and efficiency at home?
I think it's more about efficiency on how they both connect and correlate to each other, right? So how do people work at home versus in the office? With some companies, it's where you have, a lot of times we've heard a lot of people complain about how they go to the office only to be on Zoom calls all day. Mm-hmm. While other companies are implementing something where, hey, all your meetings should be on the days that you're in the office, and then your focus time time to actually get work done is your days that you're at home, or vice versa, right? Like they want to have more collaborative exercises during those office times. So whatever that combination is, we can help measure and make sure that it is working as the company intends it to, and it works in a way that is helping the employees. So we measure metrics that can track burnout, stress. Mm. Hey, is your hybrid creating more stress for people, right? So we really, those are all components of what makes it successful.
And interesting you bring that up, because I think when COVID first hit, that burnout at home was a real thing because there was nothing else to do except for Netflix, right?
Yeah, exactly. And we saw, your work-life balance completely tilt and become this, yes, you were working from home, but it was almost, you were working at all times, and that time off just didn't even become a thing. You didn't have any time off.
Well, there was that joke I saw. It said, do we work at home or do we live at work?
Right. Exactly.
It's a fine line. So interestingly, the company started pre-COVID. So I have to assume COVID caused you to pivot somewhat. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think it's more that COVID caused us to really find that product market fit, mm-hmm. right? Whereas before, I think there was, we were finding some clients who were really data oriented, data driven, who were focused on data driven decisions. So we'd had a lot of luck with those kind of companies that were just forward in that sense. But once it became post COVID, it was that people realized that, hey, now I have only data. You know, I can't just walk around and see how people are doing. I don't know how they interact because I don't see who's talking to whom, or I don't see who's walking to lunch with whom, or who's walking to grab coffee. The interactions, the casual interactions now have all become digitized, casual and formal. So now data became much more important. So I think it just kind of elevated our importance with our clients. That pitch that we had just actually resonated with more clients than before.
And did it increase your business? I mean, I would assume it did, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. We saw a huge uptick in the post-COVID time than pre-COVID.
And pre-COVID, were you a typical 9-to-5, everybody's in the office, or were you a remote job?
No, I mean, I personally have been remote for going on something like 15 years.
Oh, wow.
Even back before my startup days, before Worklytics, Worklytics has always been remote. Mm-hmm. But you know, I've worked remote even when I was at Barclays, but it was more hybrid. Mm-hmm. I managed a global team at Barclays, and oftentimes, and there were offices in different buildings within even New York City. Mm-hmm. So, I had teams on different floors within the within different buildings at different points of the island. So, you know, I was in one office one day, another office another day, and maybe at home if all I had was all day calls with London team, or you know, I had late night calls with my Singapore team, then I would just be. And I would just take those at home. So with that, it was just a very hybrid type of work, even in Barclays. And then, and my startup was all remote. And then I was doing a lot of consulting and travel. So that was effectively hybrid, mm-hmm. right? Like you're on the client site on days that you need to be. Mm-hmm. But then you do most of your work wherever it's most efficient for you.
Yeah.
And Worklytics has always been, our team is in three different countries, in two different continents, mm-hmm. you know, so we've always grown remote and we've always been remote. The founders founded this and they were on opposite ends of the country at the time.
Mm-hmm. And do you notice, like, since you get to see the data, do you see like a company like yourself, as an example, that is in two different continents? I mean, there's got to be, someone has to be up at night to take meetings, correct?
Yeah. No, you know, global teams are interesting because, and I saw this even pre-COVID, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, working pre-COVID was so different than working remote pre-COVID, versus working remote post-COVID is completely different. But even then, global teams, what we track with a lot of, and what we've seen with a lot of companies has been that team overlap, right? Mm-hmm. How much time do the teams have overlapping each other because of different time zones? And even if they're on the same time zones, they often have flexible work, right? So mm-hmm. if they are maybe a parent or a caretaker, maybe they work mostly during, you know, school hours, and then they're off during dinner and during like getting kids ready, and then they're on again at night. Well, maybe that's when, you know, you have someone in Asia coming on stream at that point. So then you right. have some overlap. Right. So what one of the big things that we track to see kind of organizational, if you want to say, you know, what kind of effectiveness is how much overlap do these teams have with each other? And does that impede on how fast they can make decisions?
Yeah. And I can tell you from experience that the West Coast of California has no overlap with Asia.
Yeah.
Someone's going to be taking a call really at 10 o'clock at night. Yeah. But it depends. The East Coast, it's different. There is some overlap. And then when you go to Australia, there actually is overlap with the West Coast. But and it's just each coast, each time zone in the U.S. has a different overlap.
And I mean, I used to work with a team out in New Zealand and in Sydney. And the interesting thing with overlap there was that, with daylight savings, that completely skews everything over because you're moving in opposite directions. So when we had overlap and then daylight savings hits and you're just like, oh, shoot, now we don't anymore. Now one of us has to be up at 4 a.m.
Yeah. which actually on the in my coast is it's actually 1 a.m. So,
yeah.
So, just out of curiosity, did you see a change like when COVID hit? I mean, first, when it first hit, everybody was going crazy. No one really knew what to do. But did you notice that maybe people started to become more efficient, especially at working from home, or did it seem to just taper off?
I think they're definitely more efficient because you can, what we saw is things like meetings are now very much on time, right? Mm-hmm. Whereas before you had to account for, even if you were in the same building, sometimes these buildings or these campuses were huge. I used to work at the Eli Lilly company and in Indianapolis, that whole campus to get from one end to the other, it would take you sometimes 20 minutes, right? So you had to allot for that. But now with Zoom, it's just boom, boom, boom. You can have multiple meetings and there's, not that much time. So people became way more efficient is what we saw. And what we also saw was that there was especially working remote both ways, there was also a eagerness to make sure that people who are remote are actually online. Whereas before, pre-COVID days, if you were remote, so many times people would just forget to call me in, right? Like they would just have a meeting and then you'd have to like remind them, text them, do whatever to be like, hey, make sure you call me in so that I can hear. Or they would have conversations and I wouldn't be able to hear what was happening, right? Because the phone may have been on the other side of the conference room. Whereas now with technology, with just awareness, people are much more they're much more receptive to the idea of bringing remote workers in. And that has been a huge help. That's been a game changer for people feeling much more comfortable being remote.
And I've talked to a few CEOs that said that it actually leveled the playing field that between the remote and the in-office employees, that the remotes felt a little more isolated. But once COVID hit, everybody was on Zoom.
Exactly. Oh, it was huge. Yeah, absolutely. And, there are different cultures within different organizations. I've been in so many organizations, like somewhere like Barclays, it was easy to be remote or hybrid, right? Mm-hmm. Because the culture allotted for that. There was so much communication happening that wasn't necessarily even pre-pandemic. This I'm talking 10 years ago when I worked there. There was so much communication that was already digitized that it wasn't so bad to be in a different country even, you can manage a Singapore team sitting in New York. Mm-hmm. But then I worked in other companies where, they may all be in one location, but post-COVID, culturally, they have a hard time managing. So you have managers who became aloof and they're much more detached. You don't see them anymore. You didn't see any senior managers anymore because they didn't adapt to the new COVID remote managing lifestyle, which is, hey, you have to make much more of an effort to have one-on-ones. Mm-hmm. I work for a company here in Cincinnati. I never even met my manager's manager in the entire 15 months that I worked there or whatever it was. Wow. Never once. They were just so used to working in person that they just culturally, they just couldn't really adapt. I mean, they operated, but it just led to a lot of like this detachment, this feeling of isolation still.
Interesting. And then, I've been to Cincinnati. It's not a huge town. It only takes a half hour side to the other, right?
Yeah, exactly. But, when you're in Zoom and when everybody is working remote, the managers need to make more of an effort
mm-hmm.
to be visible to all those people who are kind of in their own little, you know, Zoom worlds. You mm-hmm. have to have more one-on-ones. You have to have more skip level meetings, or there just has to be much more communication broadly with the rest of the team so that everybody feels connected. And if that's just not how they've operated for 100 some years that I was there, you know, it's hard to just flip that switch, right? So right. for a company like that, remote was just much harder to get used to. But there are other companies that are just, that it just was always like that. So remote, hybrid, whatever, as long as technology is there, it's seamless.
Right. And it seemed like, the world was going to, especially in you know, technical fields, remote was becoming much more accepted. And then COVID hit, that it just like, and have you noticed that more companies now that they've tasted remote are like, well, now we don't have to just hire someone that's within 30 miles. We can go the whole world to hire the best person.
Oh yeah. I mean, that's why we've always been remote. Worklytics is because of that access to the talent pool. Mm-hmm. We have global access to talent pool. Like I said, we're a small startup, and we already have people in three different countries on two continents, you know, mm-hmm. On how many time zones? 1, 2, 3, 4 time zones.
Wow. Yeah, and you have to juggle that. But yeah, I know, I've done it too. And it's, you know, it's a challenge at first, but you get into a groove, and
you get into a groove. It's all about transparency. It's all about being open and the leadership communicating. And that's really key.
Yeah. Well, Swetha, it's been great talking to you today. I want to thank you for joining us. It sounds like you're one of the companies that COVID actually helped grow, right? As opposed to hurt. Yes. But
yeah,
and that's good, right? There's two sides to every coin. But thank you again, and have a great rest of your week.
Thank you. You too, Mark.